Hey, Lou. You gave me too much money.
Huh?
It's not going to cost all this. Have you got two tens for a five? Just so happen to have it. That's it. Now.
That Elizabeth, I like her.
She's a regular scout, that's why.
My first thing that came out of my mouth on stage was imagining a bunch of guys naked.
Wow. That wasn't mine.
I got on stage and told them how nervous I was, and I was told that if I imagined everybody in the room naked, that it would make me less nervous, you know. So I started at one end of the stage and just worked my way through the crowd, like, wow, look at you, ooh, look at that, you know, and just went through. But I got about halfway through and my microphone came unplugged, and I was already, you know, my heart going a million miles an hour. I didn't need that to happen.
I want everybody to look at me and laugh, you know. I mean, then, like you said, it's kind of a drug too. I mean, you want that reaction and stuff. It's a bad characteristic, I guess. It's more of an insecurity. So you match the confidence with this insecurity of nobody liking me. I want everybody to like me, so I get up there and I'll tell jokes and maybe everybody will like me. Does that sound weird? Yeah. No.
A lot of people don't understand the psychological part of doing stand-up. Like right now, I'm going through some stuff where I don't want to get on stage anymore. You know, I'm just, it's purely psychological. If you're having a bad day or having a bad week, it's going to affect you when you're on stage. And a lot of people don't understand that comedy is purely in your mind. You go over the stuff millions and millions and millions of times in your mind, and it never comes out the way you want it when you get on stage, if you're not in a good mindset.
I've always tried to take everything with a joke and make jokes and stuff, and then other times that'll bite you in the ass, say, because that same kind of humor that I have, it can turn to cynicism and sarcasm, let's say in a fight with a girlfriend or something. I mean, I can really take it to the bone on something because that's just my thought process and stuff. But as a coping mechanism, I've had a lot of things happen in my life, and you know, my whole family has laughed at it. We've had all kinds of tragedies, and we sit around and laugh.
The main thing is just get on stage in front of people. Try it out. Write material down. Memorize it. Get on stage and say it. It's like a battle knife to a gun.